After a slow start to the harvest season, generally favorable weather since mid-October has allowed cotton harvest to advance with little delay. As of November 14th, USDA reports that 65% of U.S. cotton acres have been harvested, which is consistent with the five-year average progress of 64% for this date. The harvest progress over the past month, coupled with generally favorable yields, has caused high volumes of cotton to accumulate in a relatively short time. Unfortunately, the lack of available labor is creating significant challenges for the industry. Daryl Ernest, Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service Cotton and Tobacco Program, joins us to explain the complexities of the issues classing facilities are facing across the Cotton Belt.
Right now, we're kind of struggling through some challenges in some of our office locations, not all of them, but across the Cotton Belt, we have 10 locations. We've probably seen delays in four of them that are more than what we're accustomed to. And the primary reason for those delays is labor shortages. We're struggling with some of the same challenges that other businesses are struggling with, both inside and outside of the cotton industry. Some of the same kind of issues that probably every town and city right now in America is struggling with. It's just a matter of getting enough labor, especially in our seasonal ranks. Our permanent staff is intact, but we rely so heavily on our seasonal employees each year. And that number at any given time, anywhere from about 1,500 seasonal employees all the way up to what can be 2,500 to 3,000 seasonal employees nationwide. So we're just having a hard time getting those numbers this year because of all of the other reasons that's causing labor shortages. And I think the other big contributing factor is that the season is late everywhere. So where we sometimes see the season might be late in certain areas of the country, this year it was late in all areas of the country. So every region across the belt had a late season. Well, what that does is that causes all of the cotton, when it does start coming in, to kind of come in all at once across the board. So if we run into a delay somewhere, we really don't have the benefit of being able to divert cotton maybe to another office that's closer to finishing up their season or hasn't really gotten started really heavy yet. So we can sometimes balance that workflow when we have offices that kind of serve as backups. Another backup that we traditionally use is our quality assurance division here in Memphis. So if we get a little behind somewhere, we can send cotton up here to Memphis and they can help it out. But this year, with everything coming off late, we really don't have that luxury. So it's kind of a combination of things. Another contributing factor to what we're seeing this year is getting equipment serviced. So in our offices, we have a lot of equipment, not just the grading, the classing equipment, but things like the HVAC systems, our air compressor systems that provide air to the grading instruments, our overall building systems, all of those are subject to needing service. And so when we have something go out, trying to get service in a timely fashion this year is difficult because those companies are also short of labor. Where there's a part or something that has to be ordered, we're seeing supply chain delays in those respects. So it's kind of a combination of things that's going on this year. We're taking all kinds of creative strides to try to remedy the situation. I mean, we've increased our pay levels for our seasonal employees. We had done that prior to this season. We did that actually last year when we were seeing some of the same things kind of happen last year, but not to the same extent of this year. So we've increased pay levels to try to stay competitive with other businesses and industries. We've incentivized, we put some incentives in place to not only attract new employees, but to retain them. We're doing some flexibility in some of our shifts to try to accommodate those that might want to work for us, but might have another job that they're working and it overlaps a little bit. So we're trying to be flexible in that regard. I would expect that we'll probably continue to do that into next year because at this point, I have no idea what the labor market's going to look like in 2022 and 23. So we're going to continue to try to use those types of things to not only attract new employees, but to retain them and attract our existing employees that come back year after year. Now we're putting in some technologies that I think will help us down the road. Like we're automating a lot of our offices. And by automating, we're automating part of the flow of cotton, which will reduce the labor requirement in each office. It will not eliminate the labor requirement, but it will will reduce what our current labor needs are. However, that trying to get those systems in every office takes time. We've got those systems currently in 4 of our locations. We're going to try to get those in the other 6 locations over the next 2 to 3 years. That'll help, but it certainly is not, you know, the overall remedy. We're hoping, like a lot of other companies out there, that this labor shortage issue will start to work itself out as we go into 22. So by the time we get into the next summer, we won't see as much of this as a problem as we do now, but we just don't know. So we're going to try to plan for whatever we may see next year.